Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Mi'ilah Daf Yud Ches, Mi'ilah 18. And today's Daf Yomi, our Mishnah discusses several cases about when the Mi'ilah applies, when the trespassing of temple property applies. So says our Mishnah at the top of the fifth chapter, at the beginning of the fifth chapter, which is called Hanana Mina Hekdish, one who benefits from Hekdish. Says our Mishnah, Hanana Mina Hekdish, one who benefits from the temple property, Shave Pruta, if they benefit the minimal amount, which is worth a pruta, a smallest amount of value, then Afal Pi Shelo Pagam, even though a person has not cost the Hekdish any money as a result of their benefiting, nevertheless, since they have benefited, so even though the temple has not lost any money, since this person benefited Ma'al, the person is considered to be trespassing, and therefore he has to pay back the benefit plus add one-fifth, and he has to bring a Karban Asham as an atonement. That's the position of Rabbi Akiva. However, the Chachamim taught, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Pagam, anything, the sages said, if there is going to be actual loss to the temple, so therefore, lo ma'al ad sheyifkom, if it's something that will actually cost the temple money, or something that could deteriorate, then you're only going to be liable for trespassing once it deteriorates. V'she'ein bo kam, but if it's something that does not have a deteriorating aspect to it, if it's used, then kibin shenan emol, that only once they trespass, it once they benefit, that's considered to be trespassing, because since this thing was not meant to be deteriorating, then you're going to be liable even without it deteriorating. It's a little bit counterintuitive. So says our Mishnah, Ketzai, what are we talking about that you're going to be liable even without any deterioration? So for example, what's an example of something that does not deteriorate? So says our Mishnah, Nasa na katla betzavara. Let's say a woman took a gold necklace from the temple, and they put it around their neck, which is misappropriating temple property, but the necklace itself did not deteriorate. Or a tabat biyada, or a purse, or she took the gold ring of the temple and she put it on her hand as decoration. So that's something that doesn't deteriorate when you use, but yet the woman is benefiting from it. Or shata bekos shalzav, or let's say a man comes along and drinks a gold from the golden goblet of the temple, and so since the gold also doesn't get deteriorated, so we say under those circumstances that according to the rabbis, under those circumstances, even though it did not deteriorate, he's going to be considered to be mal, he's going to be considered to be trespassing. And the reason is, we see, and how do we determine this? We would determine how much would a person pay in order to drink from that cup, or to borrow this jewelry, or rent it out, and that's what you'd have to pay to the temple plus one-fifth. However, if lavash b'chaluk, let's say a person wore a garment that belonged to the temple, a garment does deteriorate, or chisa betalis, or a person covered themselves up with a garment from the temple, or bika bekardom, or a person used an axe that belongs to the temple and chops his wood, all of these things, they deteriorate with use. So we say under those circumstances, lomal ad sheyifkom, that under those circumstances, the person is not going to be considered trespassing unless this person has misappropriated them until that they have gone down in value by a pruta. But only then is the person going to be considered to be trespassing. That's the position of the Chachamim. However, comes along the next case of the Mishnah, Hanana Menachatos Kishi Chaya. If somebody benefits from a sin offering while the animal is alive, for example, he rode upon it or he plowed with it, so then Womo Ad Chiyifkom, then he's only going to be considered trespassing once it has been blemished, meaning, for example, if he weakened it. And the Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about a chatos that got a blemish on it. And so, therefore, since you could redeem it, therefore, we see that this is a blemish, that you lowered its value. However, kishi mesa, but if you benefit from this sin offering once it's dead, then since the dead animal cannot be redeemed, and so therefore, it's not going to lower in value from your use, then kivin shenan amal, then once you benefit at all, you're going to be considered trespassing. And so therefore, that you're going to be liable, even if you have not caused a deterioration in the animal. The Gemara comes along, the Gemara explains Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara cites a brisa. It states with respect to trespassing, nefesh. It says the word nefesh when a person trespasses. And what this means is echad ayochad, echad anasi, ve'echad mashiach. Then anybody who trespasses, whether it's an individual, whether it is the nasi, the leader, or whether it is the mashiach, whether it's the Kohen Gadol who is anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, if they trespass, then they're going to be in violation of the laws of trespassing. That the laws of misappropriation apply to every single member of the community. And also states, Ki timo mal, ein mal el shinoi. What does the word trespassing mean? It means a shinoi, that if a person uses this object and they have taken it and used it from holiness to secular work, to something secular. We see that there's a fundamental concept here, that something that is holy, we are not supposed to take and transfer it into something that's not holy. This is an incredibly important lesson, and we must look at the holy things in our life and recognize the sanctity that's around them, and not try and, God forbid, transfer them into something that is not holy.